Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today.
I'm glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
As to be expected, a missile was launched by Yemen into Israeli territory. According to policy, alerts were activated in central Israel, including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The defense systems intercepted the missile. Then, just 24 hours later, Yemen sent a drone, again intercepted. In another incident, two men rammed their car into soldiers standing by the roadside. Eight Israeli soldiers were injured.
That is disturbing. What about Syria and the north? Any ongoing conflict this week?
Well, Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel will demilitarize the areas south of Damascus and will do everything necessary to help and protect the Druze in Syria. Members of the Druze community here in Canada have been desperately sounding the alarm for nearly 3 weeks after an outbreak of ethnic violence in the Sweda area of Syria, with roughly 2,000 lives lost in brutal violence, mostly civilians. One person in Ontario losing 10 members of her family in Syria in the recent violence. You know, Steve, only one nation showed up to help, and that nation would be Israel. In an interesting event in Paris this week, a meeting took place between an Israeli minister and a Syrian minister for the first time in 25 years.
Well, that is progress, Suzanne. What about Gaza?
Despite claims of Israeli restrictions on humanitarian aid in Gaza, extensive footage was released showing hundreds of aid trucks at the Kerem Shalom crossing being looted. The IDF invited dozens of international journalists to see for themselves the massive stockpiles of aid untouched. Since then, the UN has resumed the distribution to those in need in Gaza for those innocent civilians who are being neglected by Hamas. Also, as part of a cooperation with the United Arab Emirates and Jordan, Israeli Air Force airdropped pallets of humanitarian aid over Gaza. Two IDF soldiers were killed by an explosive device. Another soldier passed away after being severely injured July 19th during combat. All of these took place in the southern Gaza Strip. Every soldier that dies in defense of Israel, the entire country knows his name. The whole country mourns. The head of the IDF Southern Command said, quote, "Since October 7th, we have been in a long, difficult, and demanding war, but a just and necessary one for ensuring the existence of the State of Israel. In this war, we are required to show determination and perseverance. We will not stop until we achieve the objectives of the war, the return of the hostages, and the defeat of Hamas," unquote. In another interesting turn of events, for the first time, the entire Arab League has condemned the October 7th attack and called on Hamas to release all hostages and lay down its arms.
Is there anything else to share with our listeners, Suzanne?
Yes, Stephen. Some good news in the midst of this ongoing war. Ofer Calderon, a hostage in the tunnels for 484 days, rode in the final stages of the 2025 Tour de France bicycle team. That is victory. Another beautiful story, Filipino hostage Jimmy Pacheco, kidnapped and dragged into Gaza and released in November 2023, welcomed a baby girl with his wife this week. They named her Israela. Finally, the most impactful good news. The residents of Kerem Shalom, a community near the Gaza border, were able to finally return to their community for the first time since October 7th massacre. This following the lifting of security restrictions. The neighboring community of Tsohar organized a special event to welcome them home. This after over 660 days. We have no idea how the lives of so many Israelis were seriously disrupted after that tragic day. May they experience peace and safety as families resume life, working, children going to school, playing in the park. All of life's beautiful moments in this, their beautiful community.
Wow. Well, what a homecoming for them. How do we pray this week, Suzanne?
I would recommend the following strategic prayer points as our listeners battle in prayer for Israel in the Middle East. Anti-Semitism to be suppressed in our nation and the nations of the world against the Jewish people. The IDF obtained further intel on locations of deceased hostages while interrogating terrorist prisoners. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers as they defend their state on many fronts, as well as working toward removing Hamas from Gaza so the people there may have a safer and more prosperous life. Comfort to the innocent in Gaza who are oppressed by Hamas. Continued protection from the Iron Dome and all other technologies that intercept missiles and drones. The return of all the hostages over 660 days. Pray Psalm 97 over this time. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers. And shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.